The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, and or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that when we saw you as a stranger, you welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to eat, to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This Sunday, today, is the last Sunday after Pentecost, which is the last after all this long ordinary season. And then the next time we come here on a Sunday, then it will be Advent. But I want to begin my sermon today with a story. And it's a story about Oscar Romero, who was the Archbishop of El Salvador, and was assassinated while presiding at the memorial mass in the Carmelite chapel at the hospital on March 24th, 1980. The archbishop was standing behind the altar preparing the gifts at the offertory when two mercenaries approached the chapel and fired a single shot from a military assault rifle. And the archbishop died within minutes from shock and blood loss. He was the source of hope for millions of oppressed and impoverished Salvadorians and was seen as the greatest threat to the greed and arrogance of the oligarchy of 14 families that ruled El Salvador as if it were their own. Archbishop Romero was known to say the truth and to say it loud and clear. He often said that the word of God is like the light of the sun. It illuminates obviously beautiful things in our world, but also the things we would rather not see. And the word of God is like that with us as well. And I have that made me think, What are the things that we really would rather not see in our own community? What are those that perhaps are cries of hunger or domestic violence or a sense of loss in our neighborhoods that kind of reaches God's ears that we have not heard them, or simply we close our ears to it because it's annoying to us? And the word of God in Ezekiel comes as an impeachment article to the shepherds of Israel, telling them, you have not done what I've asked you to do. Now look at the suffering of my sheep. And God himself decides, I am going to assume this role of the true shepherd to care for this flock, to bind up the broken and to strengthen the sick. And today, that is in the Old Testament. Today, we are in Jesus' reign. And it means that we, as his followers, we are to act with every fiber of our being to set up God's kingdom, God's reign here with us. And the question for us this morning is, will Christ be seen in us, or will it be business as usual? God wants to establish order into the chaos. That's what Father Jeff taught us in Thanksgiving service, that there is evil in our world, but God's salvation means that we, God's people, will go out and establish God's reign and bring order, because God, our God, is a God of order. Bring light into darkness. I want to begin with the words that we say in our baptismal covenant. This is what we say. We ask, will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? And we respond, I will, with God's help. And we ask also, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And we respond, I will, with God's help. You see, the Archbishop Romero was deeply concerned about the poor who were taken advantage of by the country's rulers and ended up losing his own life over it. Following Jesus means that we do the right thing because of the character of Christ that lives in us. We need God's help to care like he cares, to think like he thinks, and our hearts to be pained for the things that pain God, God's heart. But the problem with us is that we are way too much into our own self-preservation that we think we have no room for caring for a world beyond our immediate surroundings, because we think it's the safest way. But that's not what Jesus is calling us to do. And we are in danger of living like Israel's shepherds if we live only for our own self-preservation and not care about justice. And Jesus says that if we fail to care for those who are caught up in the evil systems of our world, we would have failed to help him. And I am the first one to admit that. Because where I lived in my own country, there used to be a use for young kids like 9, 10, 11 into the mines, to mine for the things that your cell phones are made of. Those are the things we should be going to God and asking, I'm sorry, Lord, and I'm sorry to you that you had to go and do that so that I can enjoy my cell phone. And Jesus says, just as you did not do it to one of these, list of these, you did not do it to me. There will be accountability on the last day of judgments. That's what Jesus is saying to us. But I want to say to you, take heart, though, that Jesus says, God's light, with God's light, true believers will always go out of their way, beyond your church boundaries, to bring God's kingdom of peace and justice there. And it's in some places, like in my former native home, Rwanda, seeking justice can cost you your life. God help us not to be intimidated, but be like Archbishop Romero. Feel concerned in the same way that God is concerned. Jesus is calling us to action. Maybe for some people it's to set up a home for the homeless. And for others is to give clothing to the naked, identify with the sick and the prisoner. And those will come in different shape and sizes for some of us, and some may be found in the foster care system. People who are overworked, understaffed, uncared for, unappreciated. And also the lack of enough care for the elderly. Maybe this is, these people keep telling us that we have a lot of people who don't have people visit them. Go into a hospital. There are people whose kids are on the other side of the nation and they don't come to visit. They would appreciate any of us going there and say, "Hello, I am here for you. I came to visit you." There is also international wars, that those kinds of problems that create other kinds of problems, like a tsunami of orphans, of kids who have no one to care for them because it's war. Their parents are all gone and they're just little kids, five-year-olds running in the streets. Or are those cries that rise slowly to God Almighty, and whatever we do towards alleviating or bringing relief, we are setting up God's kingdom amongst us in real life. And when we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," it means, "With your help, O Lord Jesus Christ, let your character be seen in our people and in our community. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Help us to be doers of your word instead of just speakers." Amen.